Well, Mark, I know you were out at that Foo Fighters concert last week as Harley Davidson celebrated that 120th anniversary. But the big news is they're going to do this every year.
I don't think I can hear yet, Libby, because it was so loud and so crazy there. I mean, a week later, and I'm still having trouble. No, I'm kidding. It was a wonderful night. It was a wonderful event. I got to the parade. I got to walk around the grounds. To me, the experience and the impact on Milwaukee was incredible. Over 100,000 that were here. Just the people on the lakefront, the friendliness of the people. I mean, I wrote a column this week that talked about the brand of Harley. But the other thing I noticed was they're so friendly, and they're from all over the world. I met people from all over the world, people that were just so friendly. For them to have this every year, I think it's going to be great for the city. It'll be interesting to see how large it is and what kind of impact it will have. You know, I'm sure when we look at the numbers from this past weekend, it'll be well over $95 million. The impact on hotels, every hotel I drove near or walked near was full. Now the restaurants were busy.
And they were out in the suburbs. It wasn't just the city. I mean, they were way out.
Correct.
Yeah.
There was Greenfield, they were in Oconomowoc, they were in Beansville, they were in Kenosha. So this was an economic impact for the region. So I think what's nice about this is for them to have one every year, but also for the company. What I think we kind of miss in all this, it was a big party, no doubt. It was also about the brand, right? Because it showed us, again, how powerful that brand is. And as Harley tries to expand its market share, add new riders, get more younger riders, having these kind of events will help them. So I think this was good. We'll see how this goes. But no doubt, it was one heck of a weekend in Milwaukee. And I think it showed Harley and it showed the city very well.
And those people spend money.
They spend money and hopefully they'll come back.
Yes.
Think about that. You know, maybe in April next year, maybe in November, you know, just to spend money here. I think the more you get exposed here in Milwaukee, the more you like it, and hopefully the more that you come again, and then hopefully you spend more money. The only thing that was wrong last weekend was that the sales tax was not in place. That would have been nice for the city, huh?
Next year. There's always next year.
Next year.
There was a big surprise this week that came out of Briggs & Stratton's when the CEO, Steve Andrews, resigned. Do you know what was going on and what they're going to do next for that Wauwatosa firm?
It's interesting and a surprise. He said this was for his own reasons, so really don't know the thing behind it. I do know that they've had a rough couple months, had some layoffs. They've struggled a bit as they went from public firm now owned by a private equity firm. So kind of a surprise. We'll see what happens, who they put in that spot. I don't think we can overestimate the impact of Milwaukee. Remember, they still have that plant here on Wauwatosa. They have a lot of employees that are still here. We need to carefully watch this to see how they move ahead. And it's competitive right now, and everyone's trying to grab a little bit of that market share. So Briggs needs to stand out. We'll see how it works over the next couple months.
Another big story were the five Milwaukee aldermen who came out really strongly against providing city funding for that repair renovation to American Family Field. What do you think this is going to do to the efforts for that long-term lease with the Brewers?
I thought it'd be further ahead by now. You just really haven't heard much, and to have these aldermen come out as strong as they did was a little bit of a surprise, because I think some of the Republicans have said this will not happen if there is not city and county support. So to have the aldermen say that means it's going to be an uphill battle there. So we should see something over the next couple of weeks, a plan from the Republicans on how to make this happen. Obviously, we'll see what they propose. There's been a lot of talk about using revenue that comes in from the athletes that play here to help this, and having a local and county contribution, which was going to be difficult. So, you know, again, I've said all along, I believe it's going to get approved sometime late summer, early fall. I'm going to stick to that, but it's going to get messy between now and then because there is a lot of opposition here, no doubt about it.
Well, another discussion among Milwaukee County officials was about the future of the domes. Is that a viable financial option, or are they going to be as dead as that corpse flower?
Yeah, something smells over there, right?
Ooh, something stinks, right?
Something stinks over there, yeah. This one has been fascinating because it's been happening for so long. I mean, it's been years since those things started falling down, and the community as a whole has been kind of talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, and we haven't gotten anywhere with it. And now there's some talk about, is there a chance to just have one of them stand still and just get rid of the other two? I'm not sure if that works. So the county's going to have to make a hard choice here. Is it worth the money to repair the domes, or is it worth that money to spend elsewhere in the park system or the county? I'm not sure if they have enough money for the domes project. So this one is going to be a hard choice for the county supervisors. The county supervisors have said that they want to make a decision by the end of 23. They don't have a lot of time to do that. So we're going to see some numbers in September, which I think are going to open some eyes and going to make some very hard decisions.
As we're getting close to August, it's getting close to football season, and the Packers released their financial results for this past season. How did they do, and are they going to do as well without Aaron Rodgers?
That one's going to be fascinating. Let's look back at 22. 22-23. And it was a good year for them, not a great year for them. They lost a home game when they played in London, which has about an $8 to $12 million economic impact there. So I think it was a good year. They've obviously get a lot of revenue from things going on there. Looking ahead is going to be fascinating to me, because what sells? Is it the G or is it Aaron Rodgers? I think they've always thought it's the G. It's the Packer name. It's that G brand. That's what sells. And I think it always will have that power. But interesting to see this year from a merchandise standpoint. They're obviously going to sell out every game. They have so many hundreds of thousands on the waiting list. But what will they do in terms of merchandise? It'd be interesting to see that. And how much national exposure. They did end up with a lot of national exposure still. So how will that do? This is going to be an interesting year. How will they do? And how will Aaron do in New York? He's on Hard Knocks. Remember? I know I'm going to be watching, as I'm sure you're going to be watching. God knows what he's going to say, so I got to watch for the fun of that.
Although the Packers, I would think they should really capitalize on that last name of the quarterback, Love.
Yeah.
Think of how much merchandise you can sell with that.
That's right. Exactly. And, you know, hopefully he plays well. If they have a good year.
Well, that's the other part, right?
That's the probably the more important part, don't you think? For them, it's just to make the playoffs. That's really important this year.
Finally, you hosted a panel this past week. You look back at the removal of the Park East Freeway. I guess that happened, 20 years ago? And, of course, now we're talking about maybe tearing down I-794. What did you learn from that?
I think we learned a couple of lessons. One is all the drivers who were concerned about how that freeway got ripped out on the north side of downtown, they found other ways. They now have other ways in and out of downtown, which is one thing you hear about the south side. The other thing we heard is who owns the land, and the theory was that if it's in private hands, it's going to happen a lot quicker than owned by the county. The third thing we looked at is the city and the county and the state are going to have to make a decision here. What works for this city? How do we get people in and out of the main area of the city easily, yet invite them to stay and spend money? So there's a lot of things that happen on the north side. So you think about the North End apartments, you think about the arena, you think about the trade that's there now, the hotel. A lot of that stuff wouldn't have happened if not for the freeway being ripped out. Is that possible on the south side? I think it's a little harder because the freeway on the north side didn't really go anywhere. The freeway on the south side, it goes to the south side. It goes to Oak, it goes to Cudahy. I think the next few months having this conversation is important for our community. And is there a compromise that works to help that land on the freeway, yet still allow the access and not impact traffic?
So, Mark, we're going to be watching for you at the Air and Water Show later today.
Looking for you somewhere this weekend, Libby. I'm sure I'm going to see you out this afternoon at the Air Show.
Can you wait?
I mean, are you flying on the plane?
Have you?
I got to believe you're flying with the Blue Angels, right?
Yeah, that's my secret aspiration. Yeah, when you've been, I've been watching them from afar, and the maneuvers they do are unbelievable.
I think it's another great weekend in the city, and I know I sat out already on our patio and actually watched them fly over downtown. They are amazing, and I think it's great for the city. I think it's just going to be fun to hear them again this afternoon.